wasn't just tracking and videoing, but that they'd obtained standard reports in terms of land registry searches, credit searches, etc., things that are ordinarily available, but they had gone that much further into checking you know, where I lived and looking at my house and looking at my children.
And how do you react to the fact that not just yourself was under surveillance, but members of your family?
It's staggering, actually. It was very upsetting to find that out, that they could even think of doing that. It was just wrong for them to do that. The idea of going against the lawyer is bad enough, but to go against the lawyer's family in a case, it's third world. It's like a former Soviet Union, that do you think the KGB are somehow following you because you dare to take on an organisation?
My understanding is that not only you were under surveillance, but also another lawyer, Charlotte Harris, who was too representing phone hacking victims, and they believed that you and Charlotte Harris were having an affair. Is that your understanding too?
I think that's what they were trying to find out, details of my personal relationships, details of Charlotte Harris's personal relationships. It's very intrusive into my life and into her life as well, and into, for example, obtaining information about her family background. It's simply out of order.
Does what happens in your private life affect in any way how you conduct your professional life?
My private life has absolutely nothing to do with my professional life. I'm not sure that they could... You see, even if they would have been able to find out what they appear to have been trying to find out, it would have made no difference to the cases I was representing on my clients. They didn't obtain the information. They were effectively barking up the wrong tree. But it was more frightening that they were trying to do that to obtain some information that could be used for no other purpose. That was legitimate.
I'd like to play you a clip of the private detective, Derek Webb, who was employed by the News of the World to put you and your family under surveillance. This is what he told the BBC.
They wanted me to go to his address first, the first night. I went to his address. It was clear that he wasn't living there, so they then told me the two addresses, which were solicitors' firms. They basically gave me the opportunity of which one I wanted to do, but to do both of them to try and see where they'd meet up.
It's incredible. It is staggering that somebody should be looking effectively at my private life and at Charlotte Harris's private life. It had nothing to do with the case. I mean, it's tabloid journalism at its worst, rather than any legal standard. The fact that it was used for a legal case rather than for something that the tabloids were trying to do, it is astonishing.